delighted to start our evening service on this beautiful day here in California from Bethel Baptist Church to your home and to all of us. We're going to start with our classic hymn, number 255, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. We come to you this evening as we close our services at Bethel Baptist Church. Have been a day in which we started the morning with the Bible class, the morning service, the Bible studies in the afternoon, the music ministry. Lord, it has been a busy day in your house. And now we close again at this moment, praising your name first, and then listening to the counsel of your word. Bless our brother Praetor as he's coming in a while to bring to us again another portion of the Gospel of Mark to our knowledge. Thank you, Lord, for the ministry of your word into our heart. So bless the praises that we may have a heart to love you. In Jesus we pray, amen. The next song is 449. That's a favorite man, first and last stanza of this beautiful song, which indicates the reality of life. To God be the glory. If we cannot say that, I think it's not worthy to do anything. So whatever we do is to the glory of God. So it had to be done with perfection, had to be done the best we can. All right? To God be the glory. 449. The glory because what?
His grace for salvation.
Say it again.
His grace for salvation.
His grace for salvation. Something else? To God be the glory because he gave us grace for salvation. What else?
He answered prayer.
That's another good one. And somebody else has something else? Yes, Maria.
No, it was Ralph.
Ralph.
His mercy is endured forever.
His mercy. I like that one. Because our mistakes are covered by His mercies, all right? Let's enjoy number 3, okay? Great things He has done.
Thank you.
Beautiful. I'm going to ask you to move to the next page, 450. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? And then I'm going to have, after the first stanza, I'm going to have a question for you, all right? Page 450, just across your hymn book, and hopefully when we start the new ministry, the new year, we're going to have the hymns here so that you don't have to use the hymn book. I want to see how this can be done legally so that we can flash the hymns here and so you will relax and look into this and sing together, all right? So to get a little more modernized, somebody told me today, you have to be modernized, Pastor, otherwise the church looks too old. All right, we put the hymn books.
So to get more modernized, we can get new hymn books.
That's a good one. All right. 450, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? The last said, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful it is to me. So I want to ask a question. Why? Why the love of Jesus wonderful to you, Melody?
Because I know that he was going to bless me.
And let me see. You speak very softly.
Because I know that he's always going to bless me no matter
what. No matter what, God's going to bless you. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? He's not looking for performance. He's looking for somebody believing in him. Good. Okay. Candace, my secretary, super secretary, tell me, why isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful to you?
Because we don't have to earn it. We don't deserve it.
We don't have to apply or score for that, all right? That's, you know, great. You know, that's supposed to be the husband love for his wife. Okay, remind him. All right, now, let's sing. Yeah, no, of course, we have to get a husband for you. All right. 450, number 3, all right. Jump 10 numbers up, we go to 460, and leaning on the everlasting arms. We always need some place to put our head on their shoulders. And there is no better place than in the shoulders of Jesus. He has forgiveness first, he has compassion, and of course, his direction. 460, leaning on the everlasting life, first and last one, okay? Shoulders on Jesus. What could it be?
All your cares.
Say it again.
All your cares.
All your cares. He said, remember, 1 Peter, I think it's 5:7. He said,
casting all your cares upon me.
Say it again.
Casting all your cares
upon me. Casting all your cares upon me because He cares for us. You know, nice to know that somebody cares for you regardless. No, great. I mean, doesn't matter how wrong you have been, cares for you. That's supposed to be the relationship of a husband and a wife. That's a mother, what the wife thrusts the husband, say, I blew it. The husband goes to his wife, I blew it. She kicked him, but that's all right. Everything is okay. Maria agrees, so she's, thank you. All right, 460, leaning on the everlasting arms. Critics of my sermon, the church, and everything. And if I don't dress like this, and if I don't sing the hymns, and if I have an orchestra and people dancing here, there will be 500 people in the church. But I said, what you said is true. But the first thing I had to do, Greg and I will change the sign in the front. We don't want to call it Bethel Baptist Church, we're going to call it Bethel Baptist Entertainment.
Bethel Baptist Dance Club.
Yeah, something like that, you know. It's, well, the churches are growing, they're doing all of that. But that's fine. You know, each 30 years here, that doesn't hurt me at all. You know, I'm just an old guy. You can crush my head and it's okay. But I think if we are in a time where there is no persecution, direct persecution on the church, but there is a direct persecution also in the sense that the church has changed their standards and changed their goals. And they said, if you don't use so much scripture that we get dizzy, then we will be okay. Now, Greg told me in the seminary when he preaches, he told me, this is 4 or 5 years ago, so imagine now, they criticize him because he used too much scripture. I thought that you can criticize a student for no use in scripture, not for. Well, are we blessed that we are what we are by the will of God? We are not seeking 5,000, but we are seeking to be faithful. Yeah. That's good. All right, number 468. I will sing the wonder story, all right? Together. 468.
Thank you.
so much, Tanyan. You are a genius on that piano, and so we are very gracious to raise your salary, okay? Double, please.
Incremental.
I want to ask you a favor. Pray for Ramil. I got a text from his wife that he lost 2 pounds, not 3/4, as he told me. And the doctor believes it's more than a complication in the body, it's a complication mentally or something like that. And I'm talking to him. I'm counsel with him. He's in a crossroad. He's a very successful businessman. And then he's called to the ministry and his heart. But his family is not. And so I told him, I never stepped into the seminary until Raquel told me, sitting, I remember like today, the pastor finished and he was the dean of the seminary. He finished preaching and she said, I'm ready. And I don't know what that means. But we're talking home about seminary, quick my engineering, and she said, I'm ready, you can walk forward. And I walked forward, and she went to work in the bank, and we work close like that. And that's the way you're supposed to do. And I told Ramil, this is the way, this is the only way, together. You and your, when you're married, you cannot overrule your wife. You and your wife are like that. Never marry unless you can do that. And so let's pray for him. It's very serious decision. At the same time, I'm going to help the church for 6 months, on the every last Sunday of the month, to turn the church into an English church rather than a Syrian church, because limited the old people in the church. And when I go and I preach and they announce it over the television, the church is full. And I say, and these are the people, the children, oh, they speak English, they come in. So I said, Ramil, we have to take the Assyrian pride out and be Assyrian and speak in English in America. So most of the elderly agree. So I don't think Ramil agree. Assyrians are Assyrian. The previous pastor, Greg, has experience with him. Assyrian are Assyrian. But there's a nice group of people, about 80, when I go, maybe 120 or something. And so let's pray. We love Ramil. And let's pray that God will give him the peace of mind that he's not guilty of anything. God has to talk to Nancy as God talked to him. All right. And now, Mr. Prater, I know the Lord called you in your heart. So come in, please.